All right, Rav Ossi, good morning. Let us begin. We are picking up Emir Hashem this morning with Os Nun Beis in Sidkas HaTzadik. So a new Os with Rav Tzadik really conveying to us another incredible life lesson. Although there was still a little bit more to go through in Os Nun Aleph, we really capture the essence of Rav Tzadik's theme. This idea of the Sheker Achim, the Hevel HaYofi, Isha Yir'as Hashem Hitis Halal. The Yosef and Boaz model versus the Palti Ben Layish model, where incredible lesson being that if one wants to go ahead and truly be successful in their quest against the personalistic Yitzhara, in their quest ultimately again just against their own individual challenges, so the individual must enlist the help of the Ribono Shel Olam. That although a person may be able to encounter some level of temporal success, right? However, again, long-term success requires one to enlist the partnership of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fight against the Yitzhara. So remember, again, that was the distinction between Boaz and Yosef on one end, who had challenges, but whose challenges was of a limited duration, because the Ribono Shel Olam saw that since they were going at it on their own, their staying power would only be so long, versus Palti Ben Layish, who was able to resist a more than two-decade temptation. And how was he able to do that? Solely because he enlisted the help of the Ribono Shel Olam. And the lesson, of course, incredibly obvious and self-evident, that whenever we go out to meet our challenges in life, we need to invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be our partner in those endeavors. Then, I don't know that we're guaranteed success. There's no guarantee of success in anything in life, but at least there's a heightened probability of success in those missions. So with that, Nun Beis. So let's begin by taking a look at the introduction here in the Be'uri HaChassidus. So the rabbi writes as follows, by Nun Beis in paragraph Be'uri HaChassidus, right hand column page Kuf Chaf Gimel, La'el, his bar, Shazman shall be ita b'vi'es HaMashiach, hu kasher yu kol tzimeim l'shiyu aso. Supposed to remember again, in Os Nun, two sections ago, we spoke about the concept of Be'ita Achishana, that Geula comes in one of two ways. Geula can come in its appointed time, Be'ita, or Achishena, expedited Geula, right? So remember again, on a messianic level, what that teaches me is, there is a time by which Mashiach is going to come, no matter what we do or what we don't do. That being said, we have the ability to hasten his arrival by going ahead and engaging in positive dynamic activity. So the Rebbe says, when ultimately again is the Zman of Be'ita, he says, when everyone ultimately again thirsts for the Yeshua, for the salvation of the Ribono Shel Olam, Otis Bar Le'el, Shetokev V'chozek Hayetzahara Ba'adam, Mochiach Al Tokev V'chozek Kedushas Ha'adam Lu'umas Zeh, V'al Yicholoso L'Hasik Ashlimos Ha'makbil Azeh. So the Tzaddik is kind of giving us a little bit of a summary. So in Os Nun, we saw the concept of Be'ito Achishana regarding the two different stages of Geula. In the previous Osos, Mem Dalet and Mem Tes, Reb Tzaddik spoke about, which was an incredible idea, this concept that which I struggle with most, in fact, could turn out to be my greatest source of strength. Meaning what? If I struggle in a particular area, and it's an ongoing struggle, my ability to overcome that particular struggle, in fact, shows what my greatest source of koach truly is. So the Rebbe goes on, he says, La'ar kol zeh. So now if we bring all of these concepts together, says the Rebbe, La'ar kol zeh, yispar kan, eich yesh lanu laharich es hakidusha hatmuna bedaros hachronim. So the Rebbe says, now we could begin to see, okay, now we could begin to see, ultimately, again, how everything is embedded in the latter generations. Af shekfi hanira, maiseh satan matzliach rachmona litzlan, lahapil rabbe mevenei amenu, berishto shel hayetzer hara, af al pikin alinu litzapos, shedavka dor hanomuch biyoser, yiskel lesromim berum hamalos mehira biyamenu. So Tzadik says, sometimes we look at the generation, and sometimes it appears that the generation in which we live in is so compromised, right? And ultimately, again, has so many dramatic and difficult challenges. And sometimes we look around and we wonder to ourselves, are we actually ever going to be worthy of salvation? So Reb Zadik says, we're going to see now how even sometimes when things don't look so great, there's the ability to pull out a message of positivity, even from a compromised generation. Okay, so here we go. I don't know if that introduction was helpful or not, but Lamais, again, essentially what Reb Zadik is going to say, and this is part of the beauty of this Sefer, is that as much as each Oz often contains its own individualized message, what Reb Zadik often does, as we've begun to see, is go ahead and kind of merge the individual messages into one greater, larger message as well. So with that, we begin. So left-hand column, Kuf Chaf Gimel. Ayisma ha'adam li'atzmo. A person shouldn't wonder to himself, im yira bedoro sharishoim, afilu mibnei aminu misrabim ba'olam. So I'll say, sometimes a person looks around and he says to himself, you know, there are a lot of rishon. There's a lot of evil in the world. A lot of negativity. Sometimes it seems that the evil in the world is so dramatic, and there's no countermeasure. V'gam heim holchim umiskadlim bekocham v'hashpa'asam achol yom. And sometimes it appears like the ra in this world seems to intensify, right, and seems to grow with each given day. V'nira ha'olam kehefker chas v'shalom. And sometimes the world has the appearance that it's hefker. So we'll say, isn't it really an incredible statement? And I think it's very applicable for our times, right? Sometimes we look around and there's so much good in the world. There really is. But there's also so much moral decay on so many different levels. So Reb Zadik says, we look around, and ultimately, again, v'nir olam kehefker chas v'shalom. Sometimes the world looks like it's hefker. Avala emes hi shavada enokim. Reb Zadik says, you know, the emes is, it's not like that. Sometimes, even though the world looks hefker, we know the world is not actually hefker. Eli olam ein am Yisrael ne'ezav umufkar. Klal Yisrael, so I remember here, Reb Zadik is also talking about even just the matzav of Klal Yisrael. There's sometimes when you look at Klal Yisrael, and again, everything seems hefker. Now, I think we live in such different times, but you understand how historically the Jew could have looked around, especially at the matzav of Klal Yisrael, and felt ne'ezav v'nefkar, or mufkar, forsaken and just totally, totally hefker. Ki yeda adam v'yasim libo, sha'ashem yisparach hu nimsha bala karambo. So this is so beautiful. It is important for a Jew to remember that the Ribono Shel Olam is always the one who is in charge of the vineyard. V'yam Yisrael, him karmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll say this is absolutely beautiful. The Ribono Shel Olam is a vineyard, and we are the vineyard, I'm sorry, Klal Yisrael is a vineyard, and we are the vineyard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who tends to the vineyard? Who is in charge of the vineyard? None other than the Ribono Shel Olam. Okisha Omru Chazal, Viala Adam Liskar Vladas Beberer, Sheodia Kodish Baruch Hu Estivo, Umahuso Shalkarem Chavivze Yoser Mimenu. So we'll say, you know, it's the mushel. Why does the Rebbe give the mushel of a vineyard? Right? In other words, the message is clear that even though sometimes if our circumstances look ne'ezav umufkar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in charge. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always running the show. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu always tends to us. So why does Reb Tzaddik give the example of a vineyard? So something interesting about vineyards. I would say vineyards, each type of vineyard produces a different type of grape, right? So you know, for example, if you have a vineyard that produces Cabernet Sauvignon, that's different than a vineyard that has grapes that produce Merlot, which is different than a vineyard which produces grapes for a late harvest wine. Each of those vineyards must be tended to in different ways. And each of those clusters of grapes or those families of grapes need different things in order to thrive. So Reb Tzadik says there is something so beautiful. Sometimes we look around and things may appear to be so, to see ne'ezav umufkar. But a Jew always has to remember that I am the Ribono Shel Olam's vineyard and he is my Bala Kerem. And as the Bala Kerem, as the person in charge of the vineyard, it doesn't simply mean that he's in charge of the events as they unfold. That's obvious. That's obvious that he's in charge of the events. But what it means is, he knows exactly what the grapes need in order to grow and thrive. And he also knows, by the way, see, here's the difference, that for a regular Bala Kerem, so the whole vineyard might be dedicated to this type of grape, or the whole vineyard dedicated to that. In the Ribono Shel Olam's vineyard, in any one particular vineyard, there's a vine of this and a vine of that. There's this type of grape, there's that type of grape. And the Ribono Shel Olam, as the ultimate Bala Kerem, knows how to nurture and sustain each grape in accordance with what it needs. It's such a beautiful imagery. Kimosh Amru Chazal, let's just finish this paragraph. As Chazal say, V'yala Adam Liskar V'ladas Beberer, She'edea Kalich Baruch Hu Estiva U'mahuzo Shal Kerem Chaviv Zeh Yoser Mimenu. And a person has to believe that the Ribono Shel Olam knows what the grapes of the vineyard needs even more than the grape itself. The grape might think it knows what it needs, but the Bala Kerem truly knows what the grapes need in order to thrive. And the Bala Kerem, the Ribono Shel Olam, is taking care of the needs of the vineyard at every single moment. The Romim is carrying Yisrael, got me Shefel Hamadregos ad Rom Hamal. So we'll get to the Geula piece in Meir Hashem tomorrow. But we'll say, but the point that Reb Tzadik makes here, which is really incredibly profound, that in those moments when the world looks, or when we feel Ne'ezav Umufkar, I keep using those words because they're very profound words. In those moments when I feel Ne'ezav Umufkar, either on a personal level, or I look around on a national level, and I just feel Klal Yisrael maybe looks Ne'ezav Umufkar in those moments. Just always remember, I am the kerem, I am the cluster of grapes in the Ribono Shel Olam's vineyard. And the Bala Kerem not only knows how to produce award-winning wine, but ultimately, again, he knows what every sug of grapes need in order to go ahead and actualize and maximize his potential. The Bala Kerem knows exactly how to take care of his vineyard. See, even in those moments when I look, when I feel Ne'ezav Umufkar, have belief that the Bal HaKerem knows what he's doing. And so stop over here. We're going to continue in this theme. Again, this is not a chiddush. We're going to see that the power of this message lies in the metaphor, ultimately, of the vineyard. Amir Tashem to be continued tomorrow. Shkach HaLosei.